Now, for the winner next week, it'll be very sweet indeed. But for the other guy, I mean, what would you say to your friend who's America's number one loser next Wednesday? The guy to ask for help is David Ellis Dickerson. He's a writer who used to make cards professionally for Hallmark and keeps his hand in the greeting card game with a project called Greeting Card Emergency. He takes special requests for unusual circumstances, like the birthday card he did for somebody born on September 11th, or a new one for not winning the presidential election.
Everyone who is a greeting card writer winds up being a people pleaser, and we think, what would this person want to hear? You know, how would we make this person like me? What nice thing can we say? And it also involves putting yourself in this person's shoes. You know, like, I just blew millions of dollars in a very, very public failure. You know, how do you feel? The last thing you want is something kind of snarky, it seems to me.
His first decision was whether to make one card or two.
My first thought, at first I thought, okay, I could do two cards, you know, one for Obama and one for Romney, very, you know, specifically, and do jokes about their character, you know, or what, you know, what the media narrative surrounding them, you know, Romney going, I don't know. I don't even want to go there because it occurred to me immediately that would be mean. And what is always the interesting challenge, particularly in a time that has been this rancorous and this divisive, is to say, if I could write a card that could be used for either candidate, not only either candidate, but any candidate who ever loses a presidential election, that would be, or any kind of election, really. I came up with actually five cards and decided to go for about, you know, two, I guess, for this segment. And the one that I am really proud of for craft is this one, and it's a longish poem. So if you'll bear with me for a little bit, it goes like this. It's over and done, and the other guy won. He'll get blamed for whatever goes wrong. While you're home with your wife, just be glad that your life isn't mocked every day all year long. No more nagging by crews from the national news asking questions that bring their own spin. No more polls, no more fuss, no more big smelly bus. And on the inside it says, are you sure that you didn't just win? Congratulations on your bright future. That's got to be something that you want to emphasize when someone has had a really, really stressful... You know, I think all of America joins and say, oh my gosh, you know, even if my guy doesn't win, at least it's over. It's going to be a bittersweet experience, but there's no reason we couldn't sweeten it. The other one is much simpler. This one that I did just actually has a picture of a series of Olympic runners. And the text on the outside says, if this had been a real race, on the inside it says, you'd have a silver medal. Thank you for running. And not only is that sweet, but actually originally I had thank you for running for me. And then I thought, no, you know what's nice about it is this is now a card. If you just say thank you for running, your opponent can send this to you. You know, I think I'm going to send it to whoever loses. I don't know if that's going to put me on a watch list somewhere, but I hope it'll make that ex-candidate's day slightly more pleasant.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Ellis Dickerson, the least snarky man on the internet.
You don't have to be on social media very long to realize that people are preaching to each other's choirs all the time. And it's easy in that kind of self-righteous echo chamber to lose track that the other people are also good human beings, you know, with families and, you know, trying to get by. Something that's really, really important to me to point out that everyone approaches decency in a different way, but we all kind of like decency.
You can see both of these cards and three others that Dickerson created for this greeting card emergency in a short video at studio360.org. And guess what? If you like them, they're yours to go right ahead and send to the next not-president-elect.
These are easy cards to draw, so you could write them and send them out yourself. I do not care about rights. I know there's no chance in hell of my making money from these cards. I just want people to have fun with them.